exploring the fluid and primal midlines. Settle into a comfortable sitting position. Feel your contact with your chair via your sitting bones and the earth via your feet. Take some time to come into present time awareness of your body. Notice your outline, the size and shape of your body. Try to get a clear sense of your edges and the limits of your body. This is the space you occupy. Begin to notice your breathing. Follow your breath in and out through your nose and throat and into the lungs. Acknowledge the whole thoracic cavity. After a few breathing cycles, imagine a trapdoor at the back of your throat that opens into your neural cavity, the space bounded by the neurocranium, the vertebral canal, and the sacral canal. Use the door to take your awareness into this craniospinal cavity and let your awareness deepen. Take time to notice the space and get a sense of the cavity. Open up to the fluid-filled nature of the cavity. Can you get a sense of continuity of fluids through the length of the cavity? This is the fluid midline. Can you sense a tidal rising and falling? Stay with the motion and quality of the fluid midline. Now slowly shift your awareness forward into the vertebral bodies. That is the vertebral discs through to the cranial base and then to the ethmoid. This is the path of the primal midline. The remnants of the notochord are found in the nucleus pulposus of the discs. As you bring your awareness to the vertebral discs, remember how deep in the body they are. The lumbar discs deeply project into the abdominal cavity. Settle more deeply. Orient to a wider perceptual field. Can you sense a light rising quality? How is the primal midline different from the fluid midline? Play with moving forwards and backwards. Take your time, go slowly. Midline awareness can be very powerful. Finish by coming back to the neural cavity and out through the trapdoor in your throat. Notice your breathing for a couple of cycles and then slowly come back into the room.